fix me. Live this life for my ancestors. Live this life for my ancestors. Yeah, yeah, Navy.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
jolly good fun here at Yip Jump Music. Oh my god, that is a horrible noise that I just heard. I think it's just because my headphones are up so loud. This is Yip Jump Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a miracle that I can even say that, because it is so pitch dark in here. It feels like I'm back in the olden days. And you know what reminds me of the olden days? It's jolly old England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, I don't know if you could tell, I have a guest today.
Yeah.
Resident expert.
Howdy. My name's Donovan. And yeah, it's nice to be back at the WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Studio A.
Friend of the show.
In the dark.
Yeah, in the dark. Yeah. Friend of the show. Donovan back again for another hour of blokery. I feel like our last hour kind of qualified as like...
It was a little blokey. We talked about gnome music. Yeah. And it was Halloween.
Yeah. Wait,
I feel like
so
now
fun.
It's kind of like Halloween because it's dark.
It's scary.
You know?
I'm scared.
Yeah, there could be creatures lurking in the corners of the room.
When I came in here, I will admit, when I came in here, I tripped over that chair right there. And then as I tripped, I realized that there were people sitting in the corner. And I didn't see them before.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah, tonight, as you kind of highlighted, tonight is our bloke music very special episode. And I guess, do you want to talk about, like... What does bloke music mean to you?
Yeah, well, you know, to me, it means a lot of things.
Mm.
Like, at the core, it's, you know, it's about a song having, you know, a vocalist with a thick, viscous British accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their Britishness is palpable.
You can cut it with a knife.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
and, you know,
something... Yeah.
Another important factor is we're not talking about the posh type of British accent.
Mm.
We're not talking about no high society royalty. All right, we're not talking about the king. We're not talking about the queen.
Yeah.
We're talking about the type of lad that you'd grab a pint with in the pub.
Yeah.
Maybe some fish and chips, you know. Spend £3 on a pint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is that, like $5?
I don't know, but it's, you know, that's the bloke
equivalent.
That
seems like a good
amount,
yeah.
A few bucks, probably.
A few coins.
Yeah,
they still use coins.
What does bloke music mean to you?
I feel like much of the same. I feel like when I was choosing some of my bloke music for tonight, I was trying to make it happen for the bloke and the blokettes out there. I think that we've got a really funny moment in culture going where people are like... Like bloke core is kind of a thing for like the art kids on TikTok and such. So, kind of that, you know, recognizing that is not all that bloke core is, and that, you know, you need to go back to your roots and listen to Chumbawamba and Blur. Spoilers for the next song, but yeah, we have quite an array. I was kind of going on vibes, so I picked a lot. I feel like what I ended up going back towards was like popular British music that I like. Which I feel like, you know what, that's for the bloke in all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hope everybody's able to sort of indulge their inner bloke, you know?
Because
I think all of us, regardless of our heritage or our origins, you know, we got a little bit of it in us.
Yeah.
I think.
And to all the real red-blooded British blokes out there, you know what, this is for you, and if you don't like it, you can just accept for it for what it is, because we're doing our best.
Yeah.
But I think you're gonna like it. I think we have a really good setup. Honestly, I'm very excited. I don't want to jabber on too much anymore. The darkness is kind of making a sense of urgency.
It's consuming us.
Yeah.
It's closing in on us.
Yeah. I did a special episode around the winter time, I think, with a friend of the show, Jason Evers, whose show is at 5 a.m. on Mondays or 4 a.m. I believe it's 5 a.m. You should listen to his show as well. But, and it was dark, and we had, like, fairy lights in here, but the fairy lights ran out of battery very quickly. Like, in general. Not specifically when I was in the studio, but I think we should bring that back.
Georgie, you know what you look like right now?
What?
You look like the cover of the classic 1982 Donald Fagen solo album, The Nightfly.
Okay.
You familiar? You
No.
might have to look it up.
No, I think that's our cue to start playing music.
Let's play some
tunes.
There's
just really great lighting just from the desktop.
Yeah.
Super sick. Very
real cinematic.
1984, I would say. 82, yeah, 84, so. The same thing. Our first track, just put through this playlist on shuffle, besides Dub Dumping, obviously, but this first track is Park Life by Blur.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Please. remember all the things that you and I did first? And now you're doing them with her. Remember all the things that you and I did first? You got me like this. Helicopter.
We'll be right back. misses himself for the life he's led. He calls himself a Harry Raggle, puts himself to bed. Ah, Tom's old ma is a dying wass. Soon they all reckon she'll be pushing up the grass, and her bones might take and her skin might sag. As though she's got the strength to have a Harry Rag. Harry Rag, Harry Rag, do anything just to get a Harry Rag. Then she curses herself for the life she's led, and rolls herself a Harry Rag and puts herself to bed. Ah, bless you, tax man, bless you all. You may take some, but you'll never take it all. But if I give it all, I won't feel sad, as long as I have got enough to buy a Harry Rag. Harry Rag, to get a Harry Rag, then I curse myself for the life I've led. I know myself a Harry Rag and put myself to bed. Ah, the smart young ladies of the land can't relax without a Harry in their hand. Then they light one up and they boast and brag, so content because they got a Harry Rag. Harry Rag, Harry Rag, do anything just to get a Harry Rag. Boast and brag, so content because they got a Harry Rag.
Hey!
Harry Rag, Harry Rag, I'll do anything just to get a Harry Rag. And I curse myself for the life I've led, and know myself a Harry Rag and put myself to bed.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me? I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you, with me?
no go. The acid house, it's no go. Stone roses, all we want is a hooded shirt and an ecstasy psychosis. A day return to Manchester, a pair of purple kickers. Never mind the records, get the t-shirts and the stickers. Johnny Normal got a job, a mortgage and a motor. Claimed his dad was Dylan and he came from Minnesota. Conda generation of smiling hippie tossers who shaved their beards and trimmed their hair but failed to cut their losses. It's no go for Live Aid, it's no go the wagons. All we want is crystals and our dungeons and our dragons. Darren, Wayne and Shane, Kylie, Kevin, Jason. Beat a blind man half to death with his own Alsatian. It's no go your arty films, it's no go your passion. One is a shopping mall and some pissy high street fashion. It's no go, Kinokio, and good night, Ronnie. So kiss goodbye with a lullaby and a strawberry-flavored Johnny. It's no go, humility, and no go, our nation. What we've got is a yuppie farm with superannuation. Sarah Septic lives in France and drives a Lamborghini. Saves her whales with metaphors and claims that she's a greenie. Old MacDonald had a farm, then he had another. Then he had another and another and another. It's no go the hospital, it's no go education. All we want is a line of whiz on Piccadilly Station. Try to tell the sissy southern bastards that they've lost. It's no go the poll tax, no go registration. All we want is a summons and a year or two probation. Don't pay! Jimi Hendrix in the lounge, Nico in the kitchen. Brian Jones, the Rolling Stone, coming down and itching. There you see virginity, face down in the river. Write yourself a get well soon and send it to your liver.
Welcome back to the talking portion of the show. We're going to hit you with some numbers to think about right now.
Yeah, hope you're enjoying the bloke tune. Just, yeah, we got some numbers to think about regarding world wealth distribution. Now, you see, the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. Put that in the noggin and think about it a little, huh? Would ya?
Yeah, thinking about that in relationship to the current calls for adequate pay from the part-time SMFA staff. You know, I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to have to log political commentary, but you can do research on that yourself in relationship to that PSA. Well, great tune. I was just commenting on the low-key, laid-back, kind of jazzy vibes of that last song. I was really loving it. A Big Day in the North by Black Grape.
Yeah, it's like we're taking you on a little cab ride through London town on a beautiful, breezy evening.
Yeah, is it raining?
Beautiful spring evening.
Probably is raining because it's England.
Yeah.
I feel like all these songs are well complimented with some rain. It's too bad it's a beautiful night out. It's a shame.
Yeah, too bad.
Too bad, huh? Well,
we're going to bloke it up now?
Yeah, I think we're going to bloke it up. We're just going to hit... I mean, the next song is going to be a hard hitter. It's going to be a good one.
All right.
Because we're finally getting to one of my favorite bloke groups of all time, at least of the 21st century. Oh, I haven't logged it yet, so you can't peek. It's the Arctic Monkeys. whatever people say I am. I'm not.
Going monkey mode over here.
From the Ritz to the rubble.
Yeah.
From the Ritz to the... Yeah, from... rubble and rebel are two words that sound almost exactly the same when I say them, so I feel like I need to enunciate and elocute.
That's weird that you think they sound the same. That's not normal.
Rubble, rebel?
Rubble and rebel?
Rubble, rubble? Rabble, rabble?
Rabble, rouser.
Okay. Anyway.
That's a blokey word. That was so
American burger brand. Rabble, rabble. Anyway. Freaking Hamburglar. This is Arctic Monkeys.
Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants outside everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. Talked about it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. So last night what we talked about, it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense
anymore. It's in the evening after dark, when the black-legged miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the black-legged miner. Well, he grabs his duds and down he goes to hew the coal that lies below. There's not a woman in this town row will look at the black-legged miner. Terrible place, I rub wet clay in the blackleg's face.
Then around the heaps I run a foot to race to catch the black leg miner. And divan gang near the seagull mine, across the way they stretch a line to catch the throat and break the spine of the dirty black leg. Well, and they hoy them down a bit of hell. Down you go, where you well, you dirty black leg miner. Though it's in the evening after dark that the black leg miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the black leg
Sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And now you're busy. And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dig it. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah. Valerie.
hello, hello, and goodbye. This has been Yip Jam Music, the Bloke Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. My special guest tonight has been Donovan.
Yes, I have, and I'll continue to be Donovan even after this Bloke Hour. Hope you guys enjoyed the tunes. And just so you know, in that last song, when the plane crashed at the end, it's just make-believe. Those weren't real people. They were just pretending they were in a plane.
Okay, I'd assumed that we were all speaking from the afterlife at this point because we had died in the plane crash.
Yeah, I do think we are in communication with the afterlife in this dark, spooky studio right now. But
well, my unfinished business has been completed because my only unfinished business was not having a show on the radio, and now I do, and I have a great guest too, so I can rest peacefully. R.I.P.